Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 467622 through 467721. No warrants. One journal entry or transfer.
I have different numbers on the starting checks.
467655. Oh, that's what's in my packet.
No, that's correct.
That's right.
Oh. Okay. Did I say something different?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure we're all the same. So
467655 through 467721. No warrants. One journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes May 23rd and executive session minutes for May 18th and May 23rd of 2022.
Now, we approved executive session minutes May 18th last week. Are these different?
I think they're... No. There's a correction. Did we make a correction in there?
I've just got executive for the 23rd. And I've got regular...
I've got executive for the 18th.
Okay. I thought it was just regular.
Just regular for the 18th and then executive for May 23rd.
Okay.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 23rd, 2022.
I wasn't here.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 23rd of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to regular session minutes May 18th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do that when Benji wasn't here then.
NASPO Value Point contract number 3407, jail kitchen hood and fire extinguishers number 22-059 maintenance. Received a letter dated May 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is an agreement between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Is this who we normally use?
It is.
Is the agreement pretty much the same as what we've had before, or did you?
Yes. I think on the hood, let's see. Last year we paid $381.32.
On the inspection on the hood?
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the agreement for jail, kitchen, hood, and fire extinguisher inspection by and between Taney County and Johnson Controls.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. addendum agreement for janitorial supplies, number 22-061, maintenance. There's Botcher Service and Supply Company Incorporated, Dispose and Save LLC, Hilliard Incorporated, Harrison Grocer Company Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company, and Industrial Soap Company. I've received a letter dated May 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addenda as to form.
So some of the increases were more than 5%, some weren't?
Yes.
So we, if we can purchase those at other places, we probably will.
Okay.
The same products. Set. You guys good with that?
Yes.
There's some, about three companies, and you'll have those price lists and compare them. There's about three companies that will bid the...
Yes, I went ahead and made you...
You can give them to them. Oh, you've got where you figured your difference.
It tells the difference in the prices.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
I've got a copy.
It's amazing. And where we notice a lot of the difference is like those paper goods, paper towels and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I notice when I go into a store, the shelves are empty on many of those things.
Yes. And like that, well, of course, the hand sanitizer and stuff like a hand soap, it's all went crazy.
Well, mainly what I noticed when I went the other day is paper supplies.
Yeah, trash bags.
Paper cups, paper plates, paper, everything like that. You noticed that, Commissioner Williams?
You single me out. No, every time I open the drawer of the house, there's paper cups, paper plates.
Thank you. Did I second?
I don't think we've made a motion yet.
Okay.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Botcher Service and Supply Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Dispose and Save LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the addendum to agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Hilliard Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between addendum, move to approve the addendum to agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Industrial Soap Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then move to approve the addendum to agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Harrison Grocer Company, Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for asphalt and concrete planer. Number 22-058, Road and Bridge. I've received a letter dated May 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And the contract price for this planer is $34,611.
And I'm sure that you're aware that the stipulation to keep that agreement, how we have to do the oil samples?
Yes.
I guess that's a mechanic that keeps track of that.
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement for asphalt concrete planer by and between Taney County and John Fabic Tractor Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Contract between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC number 22-055. Got a letter dated May 19th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the contract as to form. Contract between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC.
And noting this is be a continuous running contract unless we decide to cancel it upon the terms of when your 12 months is up.
Yeah, it's an automatic renewal as opposed to what we're doing now.
Yes.
But we can cancel it before that automatic renewal. Move to approve the contract between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of stormwater pipe issue.
Hey, thanks for putting me on the agenda today. I want to give you an update on the stormwater and the Judicial Center settlement issue in general. And so on the stormwater deal, we got the plans done. We're ready to bid that. I was kind of wanting to wait and see. We put those crack monitors on about 3 months ago. We've been checking it every month to see if we're getting more settlement. What I hated to see you guys do is to go in there and dig all that up and find out it's settling more, and then it continues to settle. And so we've checked it three times now. The last time we checked it was Thursday of last week, and we're seeing some slight movement there. What I don't know yet is it a problem? Because it could. So in the 3 months that we've checked it, it's moved about 1.5 millimeters, which doesn't sound like much, but over time it could be a lot. What we don't know right now is that just seasonal movement, because the first time we checked it, it was 40 degrees out, and then we checked it, you know, last week, and it was, I don't know what the temperature was at the time, I could check, but say it's 80 degrees. It could be that that's just the building movement due to temperature change, but I think we need to monitor it, you know, long term and make sure we don't see a progressing issue. But as far as the pipe goes, that's up to you guys whether you would want to go ahead and invest the money and do the pipe right now, or whether you want to monitor that further.
Now, when you're talking the pipe, are we talking two things? The monitoring is the large pillows there.
Right, but it's all kind of the same deal. What I believe has happened is I believe that they didn't compact the fill in that area well. And so what's happening at the building is probably an indication, you know, it's the same issue there. So,
along with the pipe where it's pulled apart, where it's not connected,
yeah.
Down there.
Yeah, so I...
Under the ground.
Yeah, if we go under and dig that area up, we'll put that pipe in and we'll compact it well going up to the surface. But what's underneath that pipe, it can still continue to settle. And so I just want to see, is it still settling, or is it done settling, you know? And I thought, well, we got those crack monitors. So it's an indication. It's not a direct correlation, but they're tied together. So we could go ahead and do that.
I mean, we originally.
Oh, originally we were. That's what I didn't know we was going to go into that. Yeah, but this wasn't because I asked for her to let you guys know if you wanted to. It was when Jason said, I said send to commission.